Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Frank Rush along with you today. And joining us, Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute. Tammy, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me back.
So Kids Count Data Book is out. And as we were talking before we came on the air, we kind of touch on a couple of different things with this because there's like the state numbers, the Indiana numbers, and there's the nationwide numbers. It's the Ann Casey Foundation that actually puts this together, right?
They are. Yep. It's Annie Casey. They've been a partner of IYI's for about 25 years, and they've been producing the national data book for 30 years. So they know what they're doing, and they've kind of perfected it, actually.
Now, actually, it's not that hard to basically drown in the numbers because this thing really digs deep into a lot of different areas. And now if you're somebody like you, Tammy Silverman, Indiana Youth Institute, you live and breathe this stuff. So basically, this is kind of like a number high for you.
Like our numbers. We like our data and our numbers.
You crunch this stuff for dessert. You know, this is kind of what you do. For the rest of us out here, we look at this and you get this glazed over look after about the first 20 seconds. So basically, that's why we have you here. So tell us nationally, locally, what's in here that we find the average folk are going to find interesting, informative, and useful?
Yes. Well, great. All great questions, because you're absolutely right. While some of us, we say the data geeks in us love it, the reality is data is only as good as what you do with it, right? I mean, if you don't actually get any takeaways, if it's too hard to digest, it's really not worth the time and effort. So really what we say is important is for us to know we made improvements in almost all of the big indicators, right? And so that's really encouraging. And we know that as far as economic well-being, education, health, family and communities, those are the big buckets. We made improvements in all of those. At the same time, our overall state ranking fell this year. And so those are some of the big questions that we ask, like, how is it that we're getting better in all these indicators, and yet our ranking compared to our neighboring states and the rest of the country actually fell?
There are going to be people out there that are cynical, are going to say, oh, we'll leave it to Indiana to get better and do worse at the same time.
Right.
But that's kind of what happened, and I guess maybe the good part of that is that everybody's getting better.
Correct. And we want to make sure that we're continuing to push forward. This was the first time that the number of Hoosier kids living in poverty actually went down. And so for us, the takeaway from that is that the economic recovery is trickling down to families with kids, right? So that's a big plus that we have. And we're actually better than the rest of the country on that. There's 18% of our kids live in poverty, and we're better than the average of the country.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, how right are the stereotypes? Because a lot of folks here in our area are going to say, well, you know, there's still drug problems. There's still a lack of good employment. There may be more jobs, but jobs that play, you know, really good money, they're still in kind of short supply. That's the stereotype. So how accurate are those stereotypes and what you can tell in the numbers of this Kids Count data book?
Well, we'll take them. I'll split those up. If
okay.
It's all right with you, because you're right. I think they're, you know, we're still looking at, particularly when you disaggregate the data, that particularly for African American kids and Latino kids, there's a disproportionately high cost of housing, and their economic recovery hasn't quite set in yet. So yes, I think you can make the case that, you know, the unemployment rates are low, but yet not everybody's feeling the benefits of that, which probably means, you know, we need more high quality, high wage jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to hear that throughout the state. Well, then if we jump to substance use, right? We still talk about a lot. We know a lot of kids are growing up in homes where opioids are present, and there's a lot of trickle-down effects that we're seeing, particularly in education, about that. However, this data had a really surprising bright spot as far as the number of teens and teen substance abuse in Indiana. We were tied for the lowest rate in the country with a couple other states. That was surprising to us.
And that's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Great thing.
Yeah, so which is nice, because here in the past, we have not always had encouraging info when it comes to that. You know, it's always kind of been, that's kind of been our big hang up really in the past.
Right, right. Well, and I think when we are, you're going to continue to hear, right, until we get some big solutions in place as far as the opioid crisis, that it's a big deal, and it is. However, it's not necessarily the same when you look at adults versus teens.
Okay. Now, of course, the one question that I'm sure not just me, but anybody else in media that you talk to are going to ask you is, like, okay, so what's the big surprise? What's the big story out of all these numbers? What should we be shocked by, or what should be really making us happy?
Well, what should be making us happy is the number of kids living in poverty. That substance abuse number should, both of those things are, you know, it doesn't mean the work's done, right? But mm-hmm. it means that some of the things that we've been working on hopefully are paying off and showing some results. The big surprise, now not all surprises are happy, right? So there were a couple of surprises that came out of this that aren't so positive. And one of those is the number of low birth weight babies who have been born in our state, and that number went up. And that is not a positive sign, because we know that infant mortality rates in Indiana are much higher than the national average. And we want to make sure that, you know, the babies that are born in our state are healthy and they can continue to thrive. So that was a little bit of a surprise that wasn't positive. The other one, which was a big surprise for us, because again, we know infant mortality is a big issue for us to tackle. This one was something that I'm not sure was really on the radar in lots of places, was that number of high school students who are graduating or not graduating on time, and the number not graduating on time went up for the first time in years.
Really?
It did.
That is kind of a surprise. So obviously the thing everybody was, so what's behind that? Do we have any, you know, reason for that?
Well, and all this data just dropped the last couple of days, and I think that's the so what now, right? Is how do we start to then break that down and have conversations and look at, is that the case in every county and every community? And if not, which ones are struggling and which ones do we need to work on a little bit more, and why? And or is it different for different groups of kids, right? If we disaggregate the data again, is it different for kids? We know that kids that are in foster care are more likely not to graduate on time. And how are we helping work through that? You know, and really looking at what does it mean now? I know our team's going to be looking at that at least for the rest of the summer and having conversations with a lot of our state leaders in education, as well as community folks at the local level, to say, what does this mean for your community and what can we do about it?
Yeah, and the same thing for, you mentioned the low birth weight on babies. It's like, okay, what's really behind that? I mean, everybody wants to know the answer for that question. It's like, it's an interesting statistic. So, okay, now what do we do about it? What's causing it?
Well, and you know, one of the biggest reasons that Indiana still struggles with is maternal nicotine use. And our nicotine use rates in general are really high. And we see that for kids, it's switching from cigarettes to vaping, mm-hmm. right? And so how do we continue to work on those things? At the same time, you know, a positive thing is it becomes more interesting when you start looking at these indicators all together, because teen birth rates continue to fall. So we have fewer teens that are having babies, which is good, right? But for our adults who are having babies, they're using nicotine products still, which is causing low birth weights and or contributing to the high infant mortality rates.
Tammy Silverman with Indiana Youth Institute is our guest today. We're talking about the NEKC, Indiana Kids Count, or the Kids Count data book, not the Indiana, but the Kids Count data book, the new numbers for it just now coming out. So obviously, Indiana Youth Institute, this is, like I mentioned earlier in the show, this is your thing to go through and chew and analyze these numbers and everything. But how much can your average person get out of this? Because I know they can go to your site, IYI.org, and peruse all this info. How much can your average person really get out of taking a look at this study?
Well, and you're right, and I'm sorry, I feel like I just geeked out on you and put the data there for a minute, you know, talking about all the different indicators, because we really do, you know, I mean, all of these issues are complex issues, right? So we dive into it, but you're absolutely right. This is not a book or a magazine. It kind of looks like a magazine. It's got some great pictures and graphics and that kind of stuff that you read cover to cover, right? It's just not that kind of a usefulness. But what instead is we advise folks to think about what's really important to you. If you're really into right now, if you have a couple of little kids at home and you're interested in education for young children, you can go right to that section. Or maybe you're interested in economic well-being, right? So just before you even open it and start going through it, think about what's important to you, what's important to your community, maybe what's important to the organization if you volunteer with Big Brothers Big Sisters, you know, whatever that might be. Think about it and then go and look at that part of the book and really start to digest some of that data. I can tell you one of the most useful things that comes out of it is a lot of those youth-serving organizations tell us they use this data for all their grant reports or to apply for additional funding, right? So think about how does this help make the case for what you're probably already trying to do.
Okay. All right. So it's actually good for those folks and to help them make their case that they need help. Now, I realize Indiana Youth Institute, you guys are really, you're not a political organization.
Nope.
And you don't really take stands on certain issues and stuff. But as part of what you do, you actually do talk to our state lawmakers and legislators because,
yes.
You know, I saw this interesting meme the other day on Facebook. And of course, Facebook's great for all this kind of stuff. But it said, those who can't teach, those who can't legislate laws for those who do teach. And so when you talk to these folks in Indianapolis at the State House, Do you get the sense that they get it, that they're really trying to help kids, that they're really trying to legislate to help education, all that? Do they understand what you guys are trying or what the population in general is trying to tell them? Do they get it?
For the most part, yes, right? I would say for the most part. And they want the data. And that's what we're really about. Like you said, you know, we're going to tell any of those folks, regardless of what part of the state they're in or what party they're with, what the data tells us. So when we have more high school kids this year than last year who did not graduate on time, that's a fact, right? They need to, and they want that data. Now, how they choose to respond to that or comment on it or not comment about it is really up to them. But I will tell you, they do seem to really like and value the data. And as long as we can break it down and make it easy for them, right? So we spent a lot of time at this legislative session just kind of camped out. We had an on-site data table, right, where somebody could come up and say, hey, I'm being asked to review a bill that has to do with children with health insurance, right? And do you guys have any data on that? And we did. And can you break it down for my region? And we can. Right. So our goal is to make sure they are as informed as possible with the most accurate and recent information and data.
Do you guys take any kind of position or have any kind of info as to whether or not our schools, our kids are actually getting what they need from the State House? Because, you know, there's all kinds of debate about funding and that kind of thing. How are they doing? I mean, what's the spin on that?
Well, you know, Indiana, our education was our strongest ranking. We were ranked 21st in the country, right? So if our average is 29 and education is 21, that's good. It's our strongest ranking. And yet last year we were 14th.
Oh. So either everybody else got a whole lot better
or we
just really got a whole lot worse or some combination thereof.
Well, and on all of those indicators except for graduation rates, we got better. So I think it's what you said before, Frank. Other states got better faster, right? And so how do we keep up and how do we keep pace with what the education trends are in our neighboring states and across the country?
Yeah. All right. Now, so if people go to your website, what are they going to get? They just going to get a bunch of numbers or are they actually going to get maybe a little interpretation? Do you guys offer them any kind of like, hey, here's what this really means?
Yep. There's a little bit of both. There's a ton of just the straight data, right? And so that's there for everyone because we don't prescribe conclusions, right? We give the data and we hope that folks can have those conversations and we're happy to be part of those conversations if they want. And that being said, our press release kind of does those big takeaways, right? And does some of that analysis there. In addition, if you want to have a conversation or if you're not sure what it means, we do have a data team that's available to walk through that with you.
And this is good not just for necessarily parents, but for those groups and organizations out there that deal with kids on a regular basis, if they're looking for, because it's not just schools, you know, that can necessarily use this info. It's not just lawmakers, but there's a lot of folks out there who run organizations that deal with kids like you that can actually make use of this. And you're kind of helping figure out what it means for them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so anybody, we say, you know, our goal is to anybody that works with kids or serves kids. So that can be sports teams. I've had a couple of recent conversations with some of the sports teams about how do they help with youth development, right? And they have huge influence over our kids. It can be faith-based groups. It can be those after-school programs, obviously schools, as well as community leaders. So if you're trying to help kids in any way, shape, or form, we want to help you.
And as much as is possible, you guys are not necessarily funded by an organization that's trying to push an agenda, and that's something that's kind of important for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, our agenda is to make sure it is evidence-based, that it's real, accurate data, and that it's supporting Indiana's kids.
Well, and I bring that up because, you know, a lot of folks in today's society, we're all very skeptical about everything. They're going to say, yeah, they're probably bought and paid for by some book publisher or somebody who's trying to push an agenda or something like that. No. And that's just not it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I think it's right to ask those questions, right, of every organization that you interact with. Nothing wrong with asking those questions. We should be able to be transparent about who their funders are, but we certainly are not prescribed by any. We do have several funders, right, but none of them, we don't have anybody buying our agenda or our outcomes.
And that kind of info, I mean, you can find the Kids Count data book info, but you can also find that stuff if you're really interested about digging in and seeing what IYI is all about. You can find that on your website, too.
Absolutely. IYI.org. You know, we're accountable to the whole state.
Tammy Silverman, thank you for spending some time with us today. And I know you folks actually have some of your folks from IYI going to different programs and holding different things around the state. And you have some of that listed on your website, too, because it's, I mean, or if they're interested in having you guys out, they can talk.
You bet.
To-
and you're part of the state. Kevin Enders is your guy, and his contact information is on our website. We have outreach managers for different parts of the state, and Kevin is fantastic, and he's the one that you would start with.
All right, so you can get a hold of IYI.org is the website. Tammy Silverman, thank you for spending some time with us. We'll have you back again real soon. That's what we have for you this week on Focus on Community. And if you missed part of the conversation, want to check it out, look for Tammy's face on our webpage under Focus on Community, and you can listen to the whole program all over again. Download it, take it with you if you'd like as a podcast. That's what we have this week. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.